Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about it. Tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time, the Republican National Convention is holding a debate for the presidential candidates in the Republican Party. And I guess we want to pay attention to see what's going on and pray who God would want us to be able to support and what's going on. We don't know, but tonight, according to CBN News in the report, it's going to be tonight at 7 o'clock. Let's take a look.
Thanks, Pat. Hello, everyone. Well, it is expected to be another fiery, wild night as the Republican presidential candidates get together in Boulder, Colorado this evening for their third debate. David Brody brings us this preview from the Mountain West.
This presidential soap opera has clearly been entertaining and surprising. The latest turn, a new CBS New York Times national poll shows Ben Carson overtaking Donald Trump as the GOP frontrunner. The billionaire is scratching his head.
Trump losing in polls to Carson. Carson. I don't think Carson's going to negotiate really well with China, folks, in all fairness. Okay? I don't think so. And I like him. I don't think so.
Expect some Trump jabs Wednesday night. As for the doctor, Carson told CBN News he's hoping voters will see what he represents.
Well, I hope that they will look at my life, look at the entirety of my life, and see that it has been dedicated to the uplifting of people by leading a life that's not full of scandal, and adhering to the values and principles of our Judeo-Christian foundation.
Carson's not the only candidate who's relying on faith to help his case. Ted Cruz believes he will eventually move higher, and he tells CBN News the reason why.
I'm the only one on that stage who has a record of standing up to Washington over and over again, defending the Constitution, defending liberty, defending religious liberty. And I think that's why we're seeing such incredible enthusiasm among the grassroots.
Cruz, Carson, Trump, and others want to strike gold with the key evangelical voting bloc. While this debate could begin to show movement, strategist Ralph Reed doesn't expect any tidal waves.
This idea that there's going to be a coalescing behind one candidate, that's a myth. Mm. That's not going to happen, number one. The evangelical community is very vibrant. It's not monolithic, and it doesn't march to a single drummer. And it's not easy to command.
This debate here in Colorado is mostly going to center on the economy, and that's going to give Ohio Governor John Kasich and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush a chance to tout their economic records.
Bush will take the opportunity to lay out his just-announced entitlement reform plan, a subject he spoke about Friday at Regent University.
My belief is that once you reach 67, or 66 now, but ultimately 67, you should have to, your payroll tax as an employee, you should keep it. Because that's the way you're going to save money more directly and be able to live a life of independence.
Just one of the topics on tap for what is expected to be yet another night of presidential must-see TV. David Brody, CBN News, in Boulder, Colorado.
7 o'clock tonight in Boulder, Colorado, 7 o'clock Central Time. Make sure you catch that and just watch what's going on. Value voters are out there. 51 million, I believe, Christians did not vote. Evangelical Christians didn't vote in the previous election. We've got to get involved. We've got to find out, you know, about the candidates, where they stand and their values. And I encourage you to be able to watch that tonight.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.